First Taboo. Great talking to you, my friend, but we're kind of doing this interview on a rush. Where are you exactly right now, sir?
I'm currently in Los Angeles on a plane boarding now, getting ready to fly to Toronto. I should be landing in T-Dot in 5 hours.
Man, we are looking so forward to this. Look, my friend, honestly, I did not know you DJed. How long have you been doing this for?
Well, I would have to say the Taboo experience is I've been performing outside of the Black Eyed Peas for a year and a half now. And what the Taboo experience consists of is emceeing, dancing, DJing, visual effects, crowd participation and crowd interaction. I don't really like to say that I'm a DJ because I don't want people to give me that credit. There's people like Avicii and Afrojack and Steve Aoki that are true DJs, that I am a performer that created his own show, and DJing is just one element that is part of my show.
It sounds like it's going to be crazy. So this is really about the experience of music techno. Explain it a little bit more, please.
Well, the thing about it is that I wanted to present something outside of the Black Eyed Peas that best represented me as an individual, and I would think the strongest thing that I bring to the table is my performance capabilities and the way that I excite a crowd. That's kind of like always been my role in the Black Eyed Peas. We all have our certain roles within the group, and I think that the biggest thing that people really associated me with was showmanship, the energy, the ability to really take over a crowd, whether it's 100 people or 1,000 or 1,000,000 people, like at the Super Bowl. I feel like I've come a long way to be able to create this whole new thing, which is a Taboo experience, and I can't wait to present it in Canada.
You know, that's got to be, I have to say, it's got to be tough, because I saw 2 years ago, I was at your show here at the Air Canada Center, and I said, quote unquote, one of the best shows I have ever seen when it came to effects, when it came to music, the way the crowd was brought into it. I mean, it was crazy. So you realize fans are going to expect something huge from you, even though it's on a smaller scale.
Yeah, and it's going to be huge. You know, the fact that I'm by myself, it's more about my music. It's more about the energy that I bring. It's going to be a surprise because people don't really know my personality outside of the Peas. They really, I think the fact that I'm very humorous and I'm very much of a go-getter, that's going to really surprise people. The music selection that I play is not the norm. The type of songs that I created for the fans in Canada are not the norm because they've never heard them before, and they're exciting tunes. And I just can't wait to get on that stage and show people the Taboo experience.
And we cannot wait for that, too. I'm just curious, though. Would there ever be a chance that what you do as a DJ can be put to CD, or even can we even get a DVD of it at some point in time?
I think it because it's an experience, and I want to reiterate that I don't want to take credit for being just a DJ. I'm not that. I'm a performer that is incorporating DJ elements, that's incorporating visuals in the show. No, thank you. I'm incorporating new songs that I created, dancing, stage presence, performance, crowd participation. And eventually when, you know, I do plan to release a solo record, I will package something and it will come out as a DVD so you can get the full experience, which is the Taboo experience.
Now, it sounds like, my friend, you're just about to be boarding, but I've got to ask you, Black Eyed Peas, when are they going to get back together and when are we going to hear new music?
Well, right now we're still focused on individual side projects. They basically gave me the blessing to, as we always do after every album cycle. In 2007, Fergie Fur came out with her solo album, and will.i.am is always working on stuff, and Apple the App is working on stuff right now. And the fact is that we're such a great all-star team that we're able to branch out and bring notoriety to each individual and then come back in a couple years and do it again. So right now, it's all about the Taboo experience. You could actually go on my Twitter account to find out more information. That's TabBEP, or my Facebook is TabooBEP Official. And I'll definitely keep people up to date on the evolution of the Black Eyed Peas and how we're doing. And, we're still very hands-on when it comes to talking about the future and making sure that we never neglect the Black Eyed Peas fans.
And before we wrap this up, I want to make it clear for fans, any chance, again, you releasing a solo project, and if so, when would that be?
Yes. This year. Solo project will be coming out this year.
And what kind of music can we expect?
Well, because I'm Mexican-American, I wanted to do something that best represented my culture. So I incorporated a lot of Latin rhythms. I did a lot of Spanglish-type verses and choruses, but the music will still be the pulse of the Black Eyed Peas.
My friend, thank you so much for the interview. Have a safe trip. We're looking forward to seeing you coming to Toronto.
Thanks, man.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you.